Hey, everybody. Adam Davidson, Radcast number 50, coming at you on this Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Still the new year. Now, let's jump into Revelation. Why? Well, that's just where I'm at this morning. One verse from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. That's pretty much how it ends. That's where it all culminates. All of human history comes to this moment where the old earth that we know it and that we live on today goes away, and in its place comes a new heaven and a new earth. The biggest and best thing about eternity is that that's when Jesus the King finally reigns. That phrase, a new heaven and a new earth, shows up in Isaiah in chapter 65. And Isaiah the prophet says, "See, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered." And then in 2 Peter, Peter uses the same phrase. He says, "We're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness will reign." Now, we think about heaven from time to time, and we talk about it as followers of Jesus, but a lot of times we sort of push it off to the side. Some of it is just the mystery of it, and some of it, it goes a little deeper. You know, like sometimes when somebody talks a lot about heaven and eternity, it sounds like they're giving up on the earth. And that's, we don't give up on the earth. We wait for the time to come. We wait for that moment in our history where we transition from being here on earth and going into heaven. And it's not that we're giving up here. We can't give up here. Jesus didn't give up on the earth. We can't give up on this place either, obviously. Sometimes, you know, when you hear somebody talk about heaven, it sounds like maybe they're speaking like they want to escape, which is a little different than just giving up. People, like the Apostle Paul said, "I can't decide which is better, to stay or go. I guess I'll stay." And it's not that we escape. It is, though, that we look forward. And there is a difference between those two. An escape, it just puts our mind totally on heaven. Looking forward to it, as 2 Peter puts it, helps us to be engaged with where we're at right now and to see where we're at right now in light of what we look forward to. And sometimes we don't talk about heaven just because it seems too good to be true. And that's probably what happens to me. Like, you go, really? Streets paved with gold and mansions and all of those images of heaven that we can conjure up from the scripture and from hymns and songs and just from our own imaginations. The fact that it sounds too good to be true tells us how good it is, because we as finite human beings don't even have the capacity to be able to understand how good heaven is and how wonderful and incredible eternity shall be. And so today, all of the problems, all of the challenges that you and I face, some things as big as a big white tablecloth, just these huge problems that just sort of cover us and weigh us down, in light of eternity and in light of the plan that Jesus Christ has, all of those huge tablecloth problems become little tiny gum wrappers on the floor that are swept into the dustbin of eternity. And that's what it's all about. So we have faith, we have peace, and we know that we are in good hands for now and for eternity as we look to and trust Jesus. Have a great day.